Welcome into episode 138 of the Jake Boucher Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm sorry if there's like a bunch of background noise. Got my dog over here just breathing, sleeping. He's right at the door. So he's like right at the screen door and the road's right there. So cars are going by and it's raining out. So I apologize for that in advance if that's a distraction, but we're going to chug along and make the most of it. So on today's episode, I wanted to discuss something that I have come to love, something that I am finding to be much easier at this very moment in time, and that is creating social media content. Some of you, I'm sure most of you, especially if you actually produce content for social media, whether that's through a business, your personal accounts, whatever you do, I'm sure you find it very, very difficult to think of content ideas and like, what can I post today? What can I post tomorrow? So many people only post like once a week, maybe once a month, and they think that's way too much for them. But for me personally, I was in that same situation. I used to think it was super, super hard to come up with ideas, brainstorm ideas for content. And I was like that for years. Back when I first started loving social media and loving posting content, like YouTube videos, like this podcast, I used to always think like, oh my God, like what can I talk about? Like, what can this video be about? What could this blog post be about? I don't know what to talk about. Like, I don't know like enough things that I can talk about. And then recently, the last, I would say one to two months, it's something just clicked in my head. And it's like, oh my God, like it's so easy to think of content ideas. Like it's ridiculous. And that clicked for me. And I'm so, so grateful that it did, because just everything's opened up for me. And my biggest form of content production is through my TikTok. You can find that in the description down below. So my TikTok is something I have a lot of fun with. It's my personal one. I have a personal one. I have a business one. The business one, TikTok, will also be down in the description. So my personal TikTok is something that I love doing. Recently, I just got into doing advice and things that I think could help other people. Things that I've experienced and things that I've learned. But my other part of my TikTok is skits and doing sketches and comedy pieces, because that's what I love doing. I absolutely love doing skits and stuff. It comes so natural to me. I can think of so many. My brain pretty much never stops when it comes to skit ideas. It's kind of ridiculous. It's just the last 1 to 2 months, it's just become so easy for me to think of content. Like I recorded, before I pressed play on this, I recorded 6 TikToks, 6 brand new TikToks from scratch in 30 minutes. And it could have been better. I could have done more. I was, the first 15 minutes or so, I was kind of struggling. Like sometimes I'm like, not feeling myself like when filming skits and stuff, like, but sometimes I am, like I'm in the mood, like I'm in the zone. First 10, 15 minutes I wasn't in the zone, and then it picked up from there. But you get creator's block and stuff. That's obvious. That everybody, it happens to everybody if you're in the creative industry, you know, social media, books, music, everyone, happens to everybody. You just kind of lose track of like what you could kind of talk about. And it happens to the best of us. But anyway, that's besides the point. So the last 1 to 2 months, I really started to consume a lot of content. Like I'm trying to grow my personal brand through TikTok, because TikTok is a once in a lifetime platform. In my opinion, it is. It's, nothing will ever be like it again. Like the amount of organic reach you can get from that platform is crazy. I've been posting on TikTok every single day for the past almost 3 weeks, and I'm about to up it to 3 times a day on TikTok. And for the foreseeable future, see how that goes. But for the past 3 weeks, I post on TikTok every day. I'm learning a lot about my content, learning about what people like, learning about what people don't like, learning about what hashtags to use, learning about like what hooks to use at the beginning of the video, like what's gonna reel in the viewer. I'm learning about what sounds to use, what music to use, what wording to use, titles, lighting, all that fun stuff. I've been learning from all my videos that I posted the last 3 weeks. I've learned a lot, trust me. And it's just, if a video flops, a video flops. You learn from it. If a video does well, it does well. It's all just teaching me what the market wants to see. The more I do it, if I keep posting every single day, I'm just gonna keep learning and learning. I'm gonna be tweaking and tweaking some more. I think that's where this comes into play, is quantity over quality. I used to think it was the other way around. I used to think it was quality over quantity. I used to think it was more important to put out like one very amazing piece of content, like let's say once per week, compared to one okay piece of content a day. This quantity over quality, you gotta be posting way more to figure out, to get to that quality level that you aspire to be at. And I think that's where so many people just think it's the other way around. They think it's quality over quantity, like I did. Like once you get to flip in your brain, like it's quantity over quality. Quantity leads to quality. And some videos and some pieces of content that you think aren't good actually might be good. That's why you just gotta post it. You gotta let the market decide. You don't decide, the market decides. Because what you think is bad, someone else might think is funny, or a group of people might think is like hilarious, or a group of people might think is like super motivational, or it helps them. Like you just don't know. You don't know until you put it out to the world and see what you've got cooking. But content's come super easy to me. I'm just brainstorming ideas. Like I just got a list, like on my phone, on my notes app. This is like a list of, you can't see that, but it's just a list of all my TikTok ideas for videos. It's just like, I think of multiple every single day. It's like kind of crazy. I'm just sitting there, I think, I'm like, oh, I could do that. I could do that. I could do that. I could do that. And then the thing is, you actually got to execute. You actually got to film. You got to pick up your camera and you got to film and put these things out and post them and edit them and just seeing what works. And so it's just super easy for me at this moment in time to create content, whether that's for my personal brand, whether that's for my business brand, my real estate company with my dad, everything. It's just super easy to create content at this moment in time. And I think it's going to continue that way for a while, because I don't see this stopping now. I think it finally clicked in my brain just like that I don't have to be perfect. The videos I post don't have to be perfect. The blogs I post don't have to be perfect. The podcasts I put out don't have to be perfect. It's just you get better each and every time you do it. Learn from each and every time that you put out a piece of content. If it flops, it flops. Like I said, if it flops, you learn from it. That's where the other thing comes in. You can't just get discouraged. So many people, like I used to, like when I would have something flop, like a post flop, I would stop posting for a while. I'd just be like, oh, that didn't do well. No one wants to see me. No one likes my stuff. Like, but that's not true at all. You just haven't found the right audience. That's why you keep posting, putting more out there, pushing, keeping your foot in the gas pedal. Because I know 99% of the world, 99% of the people on TikTok in particular, aren't going to be doing what I'm doing, which is posting three times a day, every single day. They're not, people don't do that. That's how you become big on social media, is just by being consistent. Just posting. Quantity over quality. Just post. That is how you get to the point where you're posting just quality, basically, and with quantity as well. And so I want to challenge you. So I came on this podcast. I pretty much thought of this right before I hit record, what I was going to be talking about. So if you do post content on social media, whether that's whatever platform, YouTube, TikTok, blah, 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 I want to challenge you, like, what do you like doing? What do you like posting about? What do you like talking about? What do you have knowledge about? And start creating content around that. Just post. I think the skits, the, you know, advice that I give comes super natural to me. That's the other thing. Just what's natural to you, the skits and the advice, natural to me. I can think of those content ideas at the drop of a hat. Like my brain is always working. Like, oh, what could I like? Oh, I can do a skit about that. I can do a skit about that. I can do a skit about that. I can talk about this for advice. I can give, oh, this could help someone out. Like, that's how my brain works now. That's how it works. And it's amazing. I just love how my brain is constantly in that mind frame where it's just thinking about content ideas. And it just goes to show that it's easy for me to create content. And I know some of you probably think I'm crazy and just like, oh, this kid's like, thinks he knows it all. Like, oh, he thinks he's so much better than us. Like, no, that's not how I think. I was in your shoes before. I didn't post content for years. If I posted consistently on social media when I first started getting serious with marketing and interested in marketing, which was 2017, if I started posting from that point forward consistently, basically every single day, I would be big on social media. 4 years in the future, 2021, yeah, I would have been big because I would have figured out what worked, what the audiences wanted to see on each platform, and I would have built an audience and an empire on social media. But I didn't do that because I was scared. I was scared of other people's judgment. I thought that creating content was super hard. I thought like you needed the best camera, the best type of video quality. I thought you needed like every video had to be hilarious or educational. But no, that's not how it works. If you post, I wanted this podcast to be a little shorter, but that's not happening. If you post 1,000 videos on TikTok, and you say, let's say you have like 100 that just like perform poorly, and just like you look back like, oof, that's bad. Like, why did I post that? That's a good thing, because you posted that, you learned from that, but also people won't remember that. People will not remember your bad post. That's why they're bad posts. They see it once and they pretty much shake it off and forget about it 30 seconds later. And that's why you have to get by the like the judgment factor of like how people are going to be judging your content for like 5 weeks. No, they're going to think about it, judge it for 30 seconds, and then they're going to keep scrolling and they're going to move on with their life and just forget about it, basically. So that's been my mindset lately. And it helps by just for me when I post one, like, okay, if this doesn't perform well, then people will forget about it. Like, and I will forget about it as well. The thing is, like, the more I post, the better I'm going to get. This takes one video, especially on TikTok, one video for my life to be changed. So that's what I'm looking at and what I'm working towards. So thank you for watching or listening to this episode. Very spur of the moment episode. I'm sorry for the background noise, if you could hear that, the rain, cars, my dog. So I apologize for that. So I appreciate you for tuning in to episode 136. It means a lot to 138, my bad. It means a lot to me. If you could give this video a thumbs up on YouTube, really, I would appreciate that so much. Subscribe to my channel, bunch of different content on here. On my personal YouTube. Check out my other social medias down in the description. Find my TikTok there. Just saying, it's a little plug. My business pages with my dad down below as well. So all that fun stuff, you can find it there. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on. Leave a review. Tell me what you like, what you don't like about this podcast. I'm all ears. So thank you, and I will see you on episode 139.